prisons have become major hotspots for the coronavirus. More than 40,000 prisoners have been infected across the country, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been worried about that all along. Back in March, they issued guidance for prisons on how to contain the virus. But on one key guideline, the Indiana Department of Correction decided to go its own way, which may put staff and inmates at greater risk of infection. Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper reports.
Before I get to the prison issue, one reason the coronavirus is so hard to contain is that people can be infected without feeling sick.
Some people can be perfectly healthy and it looks like they're still spreading it.
Shandy Durth heads undergraduate epidemiology at Indiana University's Fairbanks School of Public Health. She says many people who've had COVID-19 never knew, and those who do eventually have symptoms can be contagious before those symptoms start.
So they don't know to stay home. They don't know to stay away from others. That's part of the challenge in controlling the outbreak.
So the CDC has told people, if you've had close contact with someone who has COVID-19, you should self-quarantine for 14 days. The CDC gave the same guidance for prison staff. But in April, internal documents show the Indiana Department of Correction broke with the CDC on this issue. Prison staff who are labeled high risk have to go to work as long as they don't have symptoms, even if they live with someone who has COVID-19. Health experts like Durth say that's questionable.
People should have the flexibility to stay home when needed. Otherwise, you're just risking spreading that throughout the facility.
As of June 10th, nearly 700 prisoners have tested positive for the virus. 19 have died, along with two employees. The Department of Correction didn't agree to an interview, but a spokesperson said in an email that facilities have to make adjustments according to their own needs. Prison staff are considered critical workers, and he said the prison guidelines from the CDC are just that, guidelines. Dr. Mark Stern is former medical director of the Washington State Prison System. He says prisons have to balance other needs, like having a certain number of staff to operate.
There's a trade-off, and what they're deciding may make sense. It may be justifiable or may not be.
Stern points out that states have another way to help manage the virus, letting some people out to make more room inside.
I don't know any correctional healthcare expert who hasn't made this recommendation, is that jails and prisons need to be downsizing.
He says prisons could let people out who are old or sick or close to being released anyway. It would make it safer for everyone. Many states have taken such steps, but Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb has refused to do that. So local courts have to make decisions about early release. Leonard Rubenstein studies human rights and public health at Johns Hopkins University. He says the Department of Corrections' decision to change the self-quarantine policy could open the agency up to legal battles. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that it's unconstitutional to show deliberate indifference to a prisoner's medical needs.
The guidance is very clear, and requiring someone who may well be contagious to come to work, given the risk to the many vulnerable people inside that facility, does seem to me deliberately indifferent.
Rubenstein says prisoners can't social distance, so of all the places to go to work, a prison may be the most dangerous. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.